to ask you, Sir Robin, you've been involved with the Clippers obviously for some time. Why are you passionate about this?
Passionate about it for two reasons, really. One, sailing has given me a great deal in life. I love sailing. I love getting out to sea. And I realised, as a young man, could not afford a boat. I learned to sail when I was in the Merchant Navy, after I'd gone to sea and someone else paid for the boat. There must be thousands of people out there who'd love to go and do something big with their lives. Now, I haven't got the confidence or I haven't got the money. So let's try and make it possible for them to do it, to give them some of the enjoyment I've had. So that's one reason why I do it. The other is, running a business is an adventure.
In terms of the Great Campaign, you were obviously bought into the idea of the Great Campaign. Why?
Do you know, in Britain, we hide our lamp under the bushel. And we're crazy. When you look where we've been first in so many things in the world, and yet we go around almost apologising for it. Well, that's no good. We've got to go out there and tell people, look, we're damn good. Because if we say that, they'll have more confidence in what we're trying to sell them. And we are good, so why not just say it instead of not saying it? Yeah. Everyone else is telling the world how good they are. About time Britain did it.
You were telling a great story in there about the sea cucumber, which is apparently a delicacy. I seem to remember them from holidays in Greece. They're just slimy sea things that sit on the bed of the sea. So can you just tell me that story again? What happened with the sea cucumber?
There was a lady, Cape Breton were one of the boat sponsors, and she was out in Singapore, and she was taken out for lunch. And she was given this delicacy, sea cucumber, and explained to her it was $50 for a little section about 2 inches long. Her father was a fisherman in Great Britain. And she thought, I'm sure Dad uses that for bait. So she found out he did indeed use it for bait, and it's teeming with it up in Cape Breton. And yet it's extremely valuable, Singapore, Hong Kong and China. Well, that was it. They put the business together. They're now making an essence from this thing, which they're flogging to the Chinese. They're flogging sea cucumbers to the Chinese. So the whole business has grown. Chance fact that while she was in Singapore with the Clipper Rays, taken out to lunch to meet some potential customers and came across this. You can't invent stories like that, and you cannot budget for them, you cannot predict them.
You also can't really do these things by social media and by video link-ups, can you?
That has got to be done person to person. There's no other way of doing it. And it was just a lovely story. And we were very pleased because she was dynamic, that lady. I was so pleased that she got that particular little story.
In terms of going forward now and the future, what do you hope will come from all of this? What's the grand scheme?
The grand scheme here is we're going to try and get 10 British firms together to join up, make a team, like you do, rugby team, boxing team, football team, and have their boat and go around the world as a team, setting up, using the contacts that the government's got with the Foreign Office, UKTI and such like, using these in all the ports to promote British products and services, tourism, but everything about us around the world, and just saying to people, we're great. We are a very remarkably inventive nation, and you should tie in with us. You should come and do business. Come and talk to us. Find out what we're doing, what we're about. Do you realise we're still the sixth biggest manufacturing country in the world? Because most people don't. You know, we're still doing a lot. Most people look at you, you're joking. You say, no, I'm not. That is a fact. And it's high-end stuff like Rolls-Royce engines or space stuff. You know, ooh, wait a minute. This is big stuff. Well, let's tell the world about it. Then they will get more inquiries, more business, more of our people in work. That means more tax coming in. Chancellor will smile. And we'll all be smiling because we'll get rid of this bloody debt.